This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Republican candidate for the Gallatin County Commission and a current Monforton School Board member, David Dickey, is facing criticism for derogatory and offensive comments he has made on social media. The Board of Trustees for the Monforton School District will discuss whether to formally distance itself from their member, David Dickey. Last month, Dickey posted comments on Twitter in which he called a supporter of Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris a retard, a derogatory term toward people with developmental disabilities. Dickey said, "My use of the R word had absolutely nothing to do with people with disabilities," and referred to his usage of the word as political banter in describing someone he previously said was pretty dumb. Beyond his use of the same word, Dickey has made other contentious or trolling remarks on X, including responding to singer-actress Barbara Streisand with, "You really do put the tard in libtard." In a post featuring a picture of former President Barack Obama, Dickey responded with, "Gay alert." Dickey has said that his use of the word retard was not meant to disparage those with developmental disabilities and was directed at someone with whom he disagrees. Still, modern parlance considers the word a slur. Those who work with people who have developmental disabilities say it is offensive no matter the context or to whom it's directed. Dee Metrick, the executive director of Reach Incorporated, a Bozeman-based organization that supports adults with developmental disabilities, said that casually dropping that word ignores the fact that there are so many of us out there fighting against that word. It's a horrible word, and I can't believe that a candidate that's going to claim to represent people would use that word so casually, Metrick said. The Monforton School Board says that the board doesn't have the authority to force Dickey's resignation because he's elected, and Dickey said he has no intention to resign. He cited his initial rationale for becoming a trustee in 2022 to fight against the use of masks during the COVID pandemic as a way he has advocated for students. A building site just south of Belgrade along Jackrabbit Lane is under construction for a new Amazon warehouse and fulfillment center, and an explosion at the site injured one worker on Monday. The Central Valley Fire District and Belgrade Police responded to a reported explosion with injuries at the site of the new Amazon warehouse in the Jackrabbit Crossing development. Initial arriving crews found no evidence of smoke or fire, but found an injured employee on the ground following a hydraulic explosion from overpressure and equipment failure of a concrete boom pump truck. The person injured was awake and breathing at the time help arrived and was transported by paramedics to Bozeman Health Deaconess. Response times were initially delayed because of an incorrect street address given to dispatchers. The Central Valley Fire District later issued a statement to remind residents that whether it's someplace new or routine, to always know your address. Effective addressing is the first step to an effective and efficient response to any emergency. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.